I'm here with Jake and Dinos Chapman in their new show at White Cube, A Dog Returns to Its Vomit. I wanted to start by, really, I guess, because we're in front of these works, your new relationship with Goya here. Obviously, in the past, there's been a lot written about this work in terms of destroying, and I don't actually want to go down that path, because I think what is really interesting with the work is the extraordinary way that you manage to make people rethink bodies of work.
Watercolour, rotary pen and LSD.
Do you play with the imagination?
They start off quite strange. There is actually a risk of making them less strange. So you have to work quite hard to kind of ensure that they are continuing to be quite odd. And while you're working on them, you discover things in them that you didn't know were there in the first place.
Obviously, a lot of these come from, there's surrealism, there's all kinds of different, you know, you could actually unpick these in a sense. But do you want people to do that, actually? Or do you want people just to really spend time with them and to get whatever they want from it? Does it matter the intellectual references, which you do play with very obviously in the work?
Well, I mean, it'd be like buying a car and not knowing how to drive it.
I bought a car and I didn't know how to drive it.
I don't know where that analogy's going, but no, I mean, you know, you can.
It does help, doesn't it?
It helps. No. It'll make the experience of the work that much more rich. I don't know. I mean, you know, because the opposite is if you simply make art and you have no sort of concern as to how it engages with the discourse that you hope it finds itself in, then you know, you're just kind of shitting objects into a big void, really. Well, I don't know, they just become sort of bourgeois ornamentations, I suppose. So we do have hopes that the work has a kind of potential, and that potential is taken up by people who look at them. Yeah. But they're taken seriously. I mean, I wouldn't sort of try and divide, you know, the artistic action and the intellectual discourse. I think that would be a bit vulgar. So I would say that, you know, looking at any work of art, however dull or banal or intellectually profound it was, still is an intellectual process. It's always a process that involves a certain amount of thinking.
Overkill's... there's not enough overkill in the art world.
It's an analogy to genocide, isn't it? Yeah. Aesthetic overkill is the closest we can get to genocide. It's sort of, you know... If we can't impress people to death, then we'll bore them to death.
I mean, I suppose one of the difficulties talking about your work is it's incredibly personal, and it comes from this wonderful...
Personal to who?
To both of you. No.
Then it can't be personal if it's two of us.
No, it's totally impersonal.
It can't be bi-personal. Surely that would be the point of the work, is that you have two or more people making the work, it's no longer personal.
You do collaborate.
It's a job. It's a job. I mean, it's not driven by anything other than the idea that you might as well have a job that's
more
fun.
Interesting.
We've been at pains to avoid, or to not avoid, but collapse the idea that work of art has anything to do with personality or persona or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. Our work is extremely on the outside of our bodies. Nothing to do with any kind of embellishment of our past, our family. It's nothing to do with being brothers, absolutely nothing.
No.
If you're suggesting that a work of art can be personal when there are two people making it, you would at least have to have had a shared history in order for the times when you have the painting in front of you and you feel sad that day to make the sad painting. And if Dinos feels happy one day and I feel sad one day and we have one painting, how are we going to make a sad, happy painting? So in that sense...
Oh, there's an idea. So if I make you really, really unhappy...
Yeah,
come and talk to us about those paintings when we made those.
No, I mean, you know, there's nothing. I mean, especially, you know, with Goya, how can that be personal?
I mean, the whole.
I mean, all we've done is we've parasitically attached ourselves to this poor old, decayed, ruinous sort of
cadaver.
Yeah, and what we're doing is we're mutating a value that's kind of given historically. I mean, that's nothing to do with how we felt this morning. Or
we're interested in how art works, not how it makes us feel.
Yeah.